Good.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, yes, Lord, and even you. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. God will take even just a few seconds to transform your entire life. He won't allow anything in your life to go to waste. Not one moment, not one instant, not one situation of your life comes as wasted time. God will take all of it and use it for His glory. So grateful to God that He has allowed us once again to come together to be able to study His Word on an early Wednesday morning. Let's talk to the Lord. Father, we bless you. We give you reverence and we give you praise. God, we thank you for another day. We thank you, God, that you still have your mind on us. We thank you that you still have your eyes on us. We thank you that you still have your ear inclined to hear us. We thank you, God, that you watched over us all night long. God, that you kept us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. God, that even if everything is not going the way that we would desire for it to go, we thank you, God, that you haven't forgotten about us. We thank you, God, that you're right there beside us. We thank you, God, that you are not allowing harm to come to us, but God, that you are simply there to carry us through. And God, we're grateful. Now, God, we thank you for another opportunity to study your word. God, we recognize that your word truly is that lamp to our feet. It is that light on our path. God, it truly is a roadmap on the way to redemptive life. It is the way that we follow to become redeemed in this life and to be sanctified in this life. God, we thank you that your word recounts for us the way that you believe or the way that you desire that a believer should live. God, we thank you that we had a mind this morning to be able to come together to study your word. Now, God, I know you won't disappoint us, but God, I know that even on this day, you will speak to us in ways that we may not have been spoken to before. God, if we allow our ears and our hearts to be open, that even in these few moments, you will transform us. And God, we give you praise. God, we thank you for those who have assembled here. God, I pray that you will bless our time together. God, I pray that you will bless those that wanted to join us today, but could not for whatever reason. And then, God, we still thank you for opportunities to be able to shake bushes and shake hedges. God, to fill up this phone line. God, that we might share of your goodness, share of your grace, share of your mercy that's been shared with us, that we might share with others. We love you today and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we bless the Lord for this opportunity to come together to study his word. On this morning, our journeys take us to the Gospel of Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And we're going to start at the 34th verse. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, reading seven verses from Matthew 22. And we are going to start reading the New International Version. No. Actually, we're going to start a New American Standard Bible. New American Standard Bible, Matthew 22, starting at verse 34. We will read a couple of versions, but we'll start here. This version reads as follows: But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. Jumping to the Passion Translation, and I think we will end with this translation. Again, Matthew 22, starting at verse 34. This version reads, when the Pharisees heard that Jesus has silenced the Sadducees, they called a meeting to discuss how to trap Jesus. One of them, a religious scholar, posed this question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus answered him, love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. This is the great and supreme commandment. The second is like it in importance. You must love your friend in the same way you love yourself. Contained within these commandments, the love, you will find all the meaning of the law and the prophets. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I want to pay special attention to verse 39 in this text. And the second is like it in importance. You must love your friend in the same way you love yourself. So on this day that is considered Love Day during the year, Valentine's Day, I want to talk to you about embracing self-love, embracing self-love. Remember, this month we said we would focus on love, and on last week we talked about God being love, as stated in 1 John 4 and 8, and how his love toward us is unconditional and unchanging. And so this week, we're going to pivot, we're going to shift to reflect on how his divine love should inform the way that we view ourselves and the way we love ourselves. Because when we understand that God's unconditional love is the first step in seeing our own worth and our own value through his eyes, then we should be able to learn how to love ourselves. Remember that scripture, verse 39, says that we have to love our friend, love our neighbor in the same way that we love ourselves. So here's the question. How can you love anyone else if you haven't learned how to love yourself? Yeah. How can you really truly love someone else if you have not learned to love yourself? And you may say, oh, I know how to love others. I know how to embrace them. I even know how to overlook their faults and love them. But unless you learn how to love yourself, we get so tied up in, you know, it just feels so selfish to put myself first. No, it's not. It's actually a prerequisite to loving others effectively. It's not, loving yourself is not an act of selfishness. It's how you learn how to love others effectively. You know, we have to consider that Genesis 1 and 27 says that we were made in God's image and in his likeness. And so because of that, the way we love ourselves should be grounded in the fact that we were made in the image of God. And that in and of itself should help us to appreciate our worth as a creation of God. He formed us with his hands in his image. He formed us with his hands in his image. Yeah, I know I keep saying it, but I want you to get it. He's formed us, each one of us. We need to recognize we were formed with his hands in his image. We are God's creation. And when we recognize that, that should help us to be able to love ourselves. You all, it is so important to recognize that this, not just this physical body, but the essence of us is God's creation. And because of that, we have to treat ourselves in a way that God would treat us. Oh, I'm messing up somebody's theology now. Wait, what are you saying? I'm saying that we are stewards over our lives. And because we were created in God's image and we are God's creation, we must take care of ourselves as if we belong to God. Our minds, our bodies, yes, the way we take care of ourselves is an act of worship to God. If you've been listening to, you know, if you've been tuning in to Bible study, we've been talking about elements of worship. Here's another element of worship, is how we take care of ourselves, how we love ourselves. Spiritual disciplines, prayer, reading scripture, are practical elements of self-care. Physical care, exercise, rest, practical elements of self-love and self-care. Taking care of our mental health. Hello, somebody. Who's in your community for you to be able to vibe with and you know, seek counsel from, to love on and they love on you? You all, we have to see self-love, self-care as a response to God's love towards us. It's the way of honoring this temple that he's given us. You all, we have to think of, how is it today that I can show God how much I love who he loves? Yeah, we can't just rely on God's love for us or even someone else's love for us. We've got to love us. So if you're going through the day taking care and loving everybody else and not loving yourself, then you're not worshiping God. You are not being a good steward over this life that God has given us. And the fact that you are created in his image and you are his creation. We have to love ourselves so that we love others well. We got to love ourselves well. And if you're considering the fact that you don't love yourself, well, I don't like the way I look. I'm overweight. I can be mean sometimes. If you got these reasons why you don't love yourself the way that you should, you've got to you've got to face that head on. You've got to understand that you are actually speaking negative towards one of God's creations. Yeah, that's what Ephesians 2:10 says, that we are his workmanship. We are his creation. We were created in Christ for good works. We are his workmanship. Psalm 139:14 says that, you know, wonderful are your works. We are his workmanship. Beautiful are your works. So if his works are beautiful, how are you treating his work? How are you doing about treating his work? You're fearfully, you're wonderfully made. You've got to replace how you see yourself with the truth of God's word. Created in his image, created in his likeness, fearfully and wonderfully made. You're his workmanship. Don't talk down on yourself. Speak up on yourself through your identity in Christ. God loves you, but on this day, on Love Day, focus on loving yourself. Then you'll know how to love others well. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for loving us unconditionally. We thank you for creating us in your image. Now, God, help us to see ourselves the way you see us, how to love and care for ourselves, how to care for our mind, our bodies, how to care for our spirits. God, you entrusted them to us. So, God, empower us to live this love out. Live this love out, this love towards ourselves in ways that honor you and in ways that show others that we love ourselves. Teach us how to embrace our worth in you. Go with us as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing Valentine's Day and love yourself. It's the important thing as much as loving God. In Jesus' name.